Michelle.
Welcome back to our podcast.
Episode 7, baby.
Woohoo!
We are here with our friends, Lisa and Agnes. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome. Oh, why I had
We're
to wait.
We're so happy to have you here. And they are coming over from their podcast, Sass and Sip.
Thank you for having us. And putting up with our shenanigans.
Yeah.
So you were just talking about how we're all alcoholics and trying not to get the corona, pretty much, right?
Whatever works.
And how Lisa says that she has never seen an alcoholic that has had the flu or been sick. So we're going to quote her on that.
There's something to
I'm
it.
Not saying you should become an alcoholic. I'm just saying it's an observation. As I drink my wine.
Same. Cheers. We could virtually cheers.
Cheers.
What yeah. kind of wine are you drinking, Lisa?
Shiraz. Yellowtail Shiraz.
Very nice. I'm drinking Merlot. I don't know what kind it is. I just got it from the liquor store downstairs. So here we go.
It works.
I can't drink red wine. Something with the
Why?
I think the tannins, it doesn't agree with me. I get sick. I get headaches. I could down a bottle of white in 1.2 seconds. I'm good. And that's what actually with liquor too. I can't do like the brown liquor. Clear liquor all the way.
I think so, too. Clear liquor is good for me. Yeah, I can't do it. I used to be able to do it in college, but not anymore.
Gin, vodka.
Vodka.
Tequila. Love vodka. Like, clear, yeah. Good time.
When's the last time that you guys went out together? Because obviously you moved away to Minnesota. I know our viewers didn't hear that. Our listeners didn't hear that before.
Wisconsin.
I still bleed blue. I'm just, you know, I'm going to get attacked by the teeth head. When were you last here? This summer, July. Right before you left, like, the second, July 3rd. So the end of June, beginning of July, she was here. And, yeah, good times.
July 4th weekend or whatever? You guys were partying it up?
It was right before.
Yeah. It was a good week.
We did a taco.
Taco crawl.
A taco crawl?
Yeah. We love tacos. Michelle and I. Oh my God.
Why haven't I been to one? I didn't even know this existed. I love tacos.
Facebook events. We have all that crap.
I'm going to be the host of this taco crawl. Like,
I'm there.
I will send you the Facebook
invite. I will be there. I'll get it. We'll jump on a plane. Lisa, this carpool.
With margaritas.
Yeah,
I'll drive to New York and then head down south. And I'll still get there where these planes will.
We went, I flew out there to Milwaukee, and then we went to Chicago for this taco and margarita.
That's what it was, a taco and margarita crawl.
Yeah, and so we basically ate.
I want to go out so bad.
I just wanted to drink more.
That sounds like a great time.
That sounds like something we'd love to do.
Fun times I had at all. We ate ice cream. We ate dip sum. Like, we ate everything in sight.
We drank at every bar.
And because
that's how it should be.
Like, alcohol wore off, and I could drive. I drove sober, so it was awesome. It was the best of both.
And then we got. I don't know if you've ever had Jenny's ice cream.
No.
Apparently, they sell it in some supermarkets, but we went to the actual shop. And we each got a pint to take home. And so
we bought two pints home.
Yeah, no, I made it. But then when we got back to her house, we had the ice cream, each of our pints, the ice cream and drinks, and I don't even know what other snacks that we had.
We sat here, this bed that you see right here, and pigging out. Don't ever eat with this chick. She's like 90 pounds, soaking wet with a brick in her pocket, and the chick can eat. I was like, I can't. I can't. I can't do it anymore. She's like, man up.
We ate until we passed out.
Wow. What do you normally eat in New York? Like, when you're able to go out, we're not under quarantine. What is your go-to places?
Dive bars. I like the dive bars. And we eat off of, like, liquor and appetizers.
We have a little spot on Broome Street.
Don't probably buy a spot now.
I won't.
Room is only so big. Like, it's only so many bars.
Okay, but it's New York. There's like a bar next to a bar next to a bar. It's fine. Okay. There's like 75 bars on one street. It's good. But yeah, no, we have a couple of little spots that we haunt. And yeah, they're dive bars. But the staff is good. The drinks are good. The food is good. It's our scene.
Very nice. I was actually just in New York last Christmas. Okay. So it's so crazy everything that's going on right now. But I know it's even worse for you guys than it is for us in Florida. Well, now you're not there anymore in New York, so I can't really include Agnes.
I don't feel like I'm part of the we, though. I don't feel like I live here.
She forgets she's in Wisconsin.
I do. I really do. Because if I talk about New York, I'm like, oh, yeah, we did this. That doesn't stop me anymore.
Yeah, and the last time you were here was
the November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's your turn.
Michelle, when's the last time you were there? Because you are actually originally from New York, right?
Oh.
Born and raised. Brooklyn, hello. New York.
Hey! Okay. Carroll Gardens.
What part?
What?
We're from Carroll Gardens.
Oh, okay. I'm from Borough Park.
Okay. Okay, Brooklyn in the house.
But I mean, I moved to Florida when I was like 8, so I'm basically a Floridian now. I've been here too long. Okay.
You still got Brooklyn in your soul.
Thank you. No, all my family still lives there. I was just there in December as well. So yeah, glad I got to go before anything got crazy.
I'm looking forward to going back after everything calms down, because I think, like, I don't know if it's just with New York, maybe I'm slightly biased in my opinion, but after hard times, we come back so much harder. Like, the vibe, the energy, the love, the craziness, it's there tenfold. So I just look forward to going back after everything and feeling that New York, what? You know what I mean? Like, with the vibe, we say shit. Like, we can do it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be epic. Everyone's come back. Everyone's going to be so excited and so much more, like, appreciative of just social interaction and being with their friends. And, I mean, I know we go out all the time and already have a great time. Like, I can't imagine when this is all over, like, how crazy it's going to be. Like, it's going to be a good crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be ragers outside every day, I feel like.
Maybe a little dangerous, but it'll be fun.
I can see, like, my work calls going up, expedition. Yeah. Like, going, like, wait. Another rage
poisoning, like
right.
Have you guys found yourself watching TV and like scenes where people are together or in crowds, and you find yourself thinking, "Wait, you can't." Oh no, wait, that's TV.
Yeah,
it hasn't gotten that bad for me yet.
No, it has for me. I don't know if you guys have heard of the app TikTok.
Yes,
it's a new app where everyone's doing dance and stuff.
Not that old, sweetie.
Well, yeah, come on. Don't insult
me. I just wanted to make sure. But I just started to go on it. And there's actually one of these filters that you can do where you basically make yourself like you're in a crowd, in a fake crowd. So it's just people like on a green screen in the background, like going like this with their hands up. And I just recorded a video of me dancing and being like, when I could go out with people. And it just like, I don't know. It made me happier, I guess, because I was like, I need that sort of like confirmation that it'll eventually happen again. But same thing, like when I watch TV and stuff too, I'm like, wow, the good old days.
Yeah, I feel like it's become so second nature now. I mean, and it's only been like 2-3 weeks that we've been really dealing with this, but I feel like I watch TV and there's scenes where people are like shaking hands and I'm like, wait, it's TV, stop, you're good.
All this because I'm forced retired. I'm sorry, but all my other chronically ill friends are kind of laughing at everybody else because you guys are losing your
fucking. You guys are so used to it.
Wait.
You already been here, done that. Yeah.
It gets worse. Just wait. Like, wait for it. It'll get worse before it gets there. Trust us.
That's what I'm scared of. Like right now I'm chilling, I'm enjoying it, like I mentioned to you guys earlier, just not having to interact with people at work and just doing my own thing at home. It's so nice, but I don't know how much more I can last. Like, give me one more week and I'm gonna start going crazy. Julie, I can barely see you. Can you get some light in your room?
Yes,
Give me one moment, please.
I don't know if we mentioned, but we are webcamming with
we are because our friends here. My high bun is making this thing annoying. So I'm like, I'm trying to.
Is this better for everyone?
Okay, now I can see you. There we go.
Okay, so now you can see us. I'm glad I changed my light bulb.
I just want the weather to get nicer so that I can just sit outside my house, you know, and just not be cold.
Come to Wisconsin. It's beautiful right now.
Actually, Alex,
come to Florida.
I know, right? My in-laws are in Florida. I mean, I have a place to stay. But we got the heat lamp outside. I think I might have to start utilizing it.
Yeah. A heat
lamp? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's like 90 degrees out here every single day. It's so hot.
I walked this morning and I tried to jog my puppy, like with my puppy, Balenci.
I
thought I was
going to
have a heat stroke. I thought I was going to faint.
That's
it's so hot.
Finally, good thing. I'm glad that I left New York because the humidity in New York in the summer is ridiculous. Like, I can get to 90 degrees here, but like 70% humidity. So I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. Good hair days. I don't have to worry about frizziness. So that's the only plus to moving to no man's land.
Yeah. Florida humidity, my hair gets frizzy. Like, this is just my natural hair, but so bad.
I will have to wear wigs all the time because I'm like, I'm not dealing with this frizz. I'm very vague.
I haven't been outside in a couple of days. I think I went outside Saturday. It's what, Wednesday?
You don't even go outside just to walk?
I haven't been out. Like, I haven't stepped out of my door.
Wow.
Okay. I think it's time to get out.
So, I do need to make a run to the store tomorrow because I am running long. I feel like I'm always, like, no matter how many trips to the store I make, like, after a few days, I'm already like, oh my God, I need this, I need
annoying. You do make more trips to the store.
Because there's so much you can buy.
I cook a lot. Like, I cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, like, my ingredients just, you know, they go so fast.
There's always something you can buy one time. Stuff. Like, your produce, you can't buy a whole crap load because it's going to go bad.
Exactly. It's going to go bad. Like, I bought salads and vegetables, and then they go bad. It's like, fuck, I can't.
So you have to go at least two times a week to get that kind of stuff. It's necessary.
Yeah, but it's so risky. Like, I don't want to go to the store and get sick. So, but I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. Yeah. So I'll step out and get some fresh air.
Well, I got a mask.
I heard that the CDC actually said that they're suggesting us to wear masks when we go out now, whereas before they said masks didn't do anything to prevent it. But now
I don't
listen
to anything that the news or anyone says. I don't care.
Well, the Center for Disease Control is
not even that. No, not listening.
Well, anyway, it's now recommended that you wear masks out. So I think tomorrow when I get groceries, I'm going to do it. And hopefully it'll help me a little bit because I'm actually getting nervous.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Like, is it 100% effective?
Yeah.
No, but is it going to help mitigate somewhat? At the very least, or keep someone who might be sick and don't know yet?
Mm-hmm.
So, don't wear gloves. Okay, this is one thing that's like messy cuckoo. People wearing gloves.
It's all the time.
People wear gloves with people wash their hands. So that's just spreading stuff all over the place. Don't wear gloves, people.
Disgusting.
And then they throw them on the floor. I have a Stop and Shop.
I've seen so many masks like in the parking lot, like thrown. Like, come on,
me too.
Like,
right outside of my the supermarket that's closest to me is a Stop and Shop, and right outside, as soon as you walk outside, even before you get to like where the cars are, it's just gloves and masks all over the floor, and it's like, really? Come on. I mean, first of all, there's trash cans. Second of all, it's not that serious. You know, like, you don't need to be throwing your stuff all over the floor. Like, that's not going to help anybody.
Mm-mm. I agree.
Like, you don't have to act like animals.
And you both sit at the same time.
Right? I was like...
Cheers to that.
Billy, Michelle, and I are the ones that really get loose and crazy when you drink. I have a feeling we're the dangerous ones.
Yes.
Yep. I can attest to that.
Julie knows. Julie can tell you the worst stories about me.
Ooh, that's not for the episode.
That's for another episode. Yeah.
Well, see, for me, when I go out and drink, like, yes, I can get, like, crazy fun, but I know my limit, and I'll just run back home.
Julie, this downtown. Is Julie's thing. Like, everyone knows Julie for this. Like, she just runs away.
Okay.
Like, you're with her, you're partying with her, you guys are having a great time. You turn around and she's gone, nowhere to be found.
My body knows, like, Julie, stop drinking, go home right now. Like, and I just do it. I don't know. It's like,
that's actually good.
Which is good. But Michelle will keep going. Like, she it's will good, go but until it's going. Blacked out.
And I will go the whole night, the whole week until I black out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had friends really that don't go out with me anymore because the more drunk I get, that's what I'm like about the blackout drunk. I'm like, wait, Agnes, you're drunk. And I tell the bar to stop serving us. We're too drunk. And I'm like, all right, everyone, we're going home. We're fucking wasted. Get in the cab. And they're
I've
like,
never heard you say that.
I've never been drunk with you. I've never been drunk. For my birthday, my 30th birthday, it was like a 24-hour party. It was fucking awesome.
And well, I know street corners that would beg to differ.
No, the 30th. Oh, that's the 31st birthday.
That doesn't matter.
That was 31st. But the 30th, I was sober the whole
there were
night.
Body was parts shown on the street. Listen. Okay? You were drunk.
Did you say body parts were shown on the yes. street?
Oh, yes. And not
guys,
just
wait, I lost.
I was on body for Tommy. Lisa, how are you the host now?
Oh. We lost Michelle somehow.
Oh, no.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to come.
Oh, wait, she's there. We just don't have video of you.
Because I'm like, Lisa, how do you know? You just,
I don't know.
You,
I'm know missing what? The good story. Body hold pot. On.
And she's not even drunk, you guys.
Drunk is the bad thing, shit.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, we're pausing the story for you because we need to hear this story about Agnes's 31st.
Yeah,
31st. Oh, I'm so excited. Hold on.
I don't know what you're talking about, allegedly.
Allegedly, I know.
Never happened.
I know. Allegedly,
Lisa, I believe you.
I have a witness.
Your husband is a cow.
All right, copy guys, that. I'm back. I need to hear the story. Sounds good. Sounds juicy.
But what was it back 2008, 2009?
Yeah, something.
We kind
like
of like
that.
All connected. Like Facebook was hot. It just started, and then we reconnected these. Our elementary school friends and a friend of ours had a bar restaurant in the old neighborhood. So we're all chilling. It's like, what, about 10 of us?
Yeah, we all just met up and got back together. And it was just like, hey, how are you? How's everything been? Haven't seen you in forever. You know, and my husband didn't grow up where we grew up. So he was like, I don't even know why you want to go there, but whatever. Like, yeah, I'll go. So he had met most of these people for the first time that day. And as we're sitting at the table, I'm catching up with Agnes and she's going through my phone, looking at the kids' pictures. And just as I'm like, okay, but don't swipe or don't swipe this way or something like that.
I'll never forget those words. Famous last words.
Famous last words. Yeah. So she swipes herself into a dick pic. And
yep, your friends like you haven't seen since you were like in junior high school practically, and you see her husband's dick, the guy you just met 5 minutes before, you're like, okay,
had you not met him before that?
He said I did, but I never remember meeting him. I don't remember meeting him, but it was, yeah, I'm not totally against a solicited dick pic. But ask, I want to see it. But it's completely, it left you kind of fucked up, I think, for a minute there.
So she's
just looking at like picture of her kids or something, and then boom.
Boom.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got you.
So she's speechless, and him and I are just laughing because we think it's funny, like the funniest thing, her, especially her face. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we are out for one of Agnes's birthday celebrations, her 31st.
Right.
Bar hopping, just the whole day. We're out drinking in the city. And after we leave one of the bars, my husband starts pestering her about, is she, you know, drunk enough because now it's her turn. And so she ends up flashing him right on the street corner. We're like in the Upper West Side. It's like, whip him out whatever day it was, you know?
I'm sure, but questions. I just like, I mean, I was like, I took the bra off and everything. You like, know, cause, did I just,
no, I think you the just shirt? Pull the shirt down.
Oh, okay. I was to say, like,
no, it wasn't like you took your shirt off. It was,
I don't remember.
It was Agnes, myself, my husband, and then another couple friend of ours. And so, like, we were all just in a circle. So nobody else really could see except for us because we were trying to figure out what's the next thing we were
going
to
go. And mind you, I didn't remember this literally at all to maybe like a year and a half ago when you guys brought it up again. We're at Angie's house.
Yeah, in front of her mom.
Yes. Our other friend, Angie. So yeah, we'll talk about me like flashing in front of her mom that I've known for like almost over 30 years. Fucking awesome. But yeah, good times were had by all, well, allegedly.
And then the year after that, we were out again. Uh-huh.
What else was show? What other body parts?
Exactly.
So yes, this is funny.
So a friend of ours that we grew up with who wasn't there at the initial dick pic restaurant scene and heard about this story. And so she's saying like she feels left out. She wasn't there at the original dick pic. She wasn't there for Agnes's birthday.
The dick pic event.
The dick pic event. So which did the camera happen first or did the chant happen first? I don't even remember.
Okay, wait. I think the chant happened. No, wait, no, we chanted afterwards. So we showed her the picture. The chant happened right outside. Right.
So we gave her the phone and she saw the picture.
But we're inside the restaurant eating, drinking, have a good time. And we tell her about what happened at our friend's bar 10 years prior. Mm-hmm. I think he's like, oh, yeah, I've seen his dick. She's like, wait, what? So we had to relay the story.
Right. So then, so she wanted to see the picture. Mind you, he's sitting there at the table with us.
No
shame. Might as well just take it out. Show the
yeah. No shame in his game. No. At all.
No.
I mean, that would be shame, though, to be honest with you. No offense.
Oh, my God. I don't need details. I don't need details.
Hey, you asked, we giving it.
So okay. Then she gets the phone and she sees the picture and there's a picture of her with the picture on Facebook.
So it's Agnes holding
the other friend. Her first time looking at the picture. So we got her looking at the phone, pointing at the picture with a big smile on her face on Facebook. Awesome.
And so then somehow we start chanting for him to
take it out.
To take it out. And the table behind us starts getting in on the chant. So now there's our table, and the other table saying, like, take it out.
The second floor of this restaurant. Fucking awesome.
And he's just like, okay, no, like, stop. You know, that's it. Like, we're in a restaurant, stop. We finish our meal. We're standing outside.
That changed real quick.
What's the next stop? We, we're just all standing huddled in a corner. And then he's just like, oh, look down.
And he's just, hey, it's hanging out. Oh, and it's a cop car crossing the corner.
Yeah.
Not a single fuck was given, was it?
And he's like, oh, so we're going to the strip club now? Then we went to the strip club.
Did you guys go to the strip club?
Yeah, this is when a married man walks into a strip club with like four women.
Mm-hmm. So we all got to see something that night.
Wow.
Like we paid for lap dances too, didn't we? I think I paid for a lap dance. Yeah, it was awesome. Good times.
I don't even remember a lot of the like end half of that night.
See, I remember a lot. I just don't remember the flashing part. I remember every time I've ever drunk. I remember everything I do and don't do. But that whole flashy thing, I think I blacked it. I think I blocked it out. Like,
yeah, but
you don't want to remember it.
No, but I think our other friend's husband, I think to this day, he's slightly offended by that. Like, I think he's bothered by that. I was like, it was my tip.
Probably can't look at you the same anymore.
I don't know. This is a nice rap. What can I say?
I don't think he was offended. But I'm going to play nice.
Ooh. It was just... I think it was just such a nice rack that he was just so uncomfortable.
You know? Like, maybe that's what it is. I think everyone should be blessed to look at the rack. I don't know. Blessed just me. But I gotta say, if I knew how to dance and I was a lot fitter, I probably would have like a second job at a nightclub. Who knows? I don't know.
Part-time stripper? Same. I think that's all crossed our mind as women. Like, if life gets really hard, we're just gonna, you know,
just strip.
Strip it up.
But I have no balance. I can't dance. It'll be bad.
Yeah, I would be awful.
They're like, yeah, take out money and get off the stage. I'm like, okay.
Whatever works.
Right?
After our wedding, like the next day, we went to a strip club with a few friends.
Honeymoon at the basically. Strip club.
Ow! we had family. That's from so out of town. Fun. So they were like, oh, I want to go to a strip club. So we're like, okay. So we're sitting at the bar, and the way, I don't know if it works the same way in other places. So in this place, like in New York, if they serve alcohol, the women can't be completely naked.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely not. In Miami, you could be full on naked, like not even just
in Miami, like, just a naked. Regular club, mm-hmm. Like a regular nightclub is a strip club. So
yeah.
Imagine the actual.
Yeah, so they are.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to Miami.
Where you can be naked.
You,
oh my god,
yeah.
If we all went to Miami, it would be so.
But you can't serve alcohol. So we went to the one where they served alcohol. And me, him, and like, you know, there was two or three other women with us. We're sitting at the bar, drinking our drinks. And the women are kind of on rotation. So they just kind of come. They shake their tits in your face. You give them your money and they move on. It's like an assembly line of strippers. But this okay. One woman was god awful. Like, I hate to sound like that person, but she was busted. Like,
horrible?
She was nasty, just gross. So like, my husband doesn't even want to look at her. He's trying to like turn his face and pretend to tell me something in my ear, and she literally tapped him on the shoulder and she was like, oh, you don't like what you see, and he was like, give her money so she'll walk away.
Oh no.
Oh my god. And mind you, my cousin was with us, and she came back maybe like 15 minutes later, and she's like, you know, the one that was nasty that you had to pay to go away. I said, yeah. And she said, well, I was just in the bathroom hearing her talk about being on her period and having the Hershey squirts. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking nasty. Like, this is not something that you should be talking about while you're working.
I'm disgusted. Like, I am okay. I feel bad, but I love strip clubs. Like, I'm that girlfriend / wife that would go to a strip club with a significant other and have a fucking ball.
Yeah.
I've actually only been to a strip club once, very sadly.
It's so much fun. Okay, so I know, but I hate male strip clubs. I hate male strip clubs. I don't like it because something about them, like, yeah.
I've been to one. But girls are, like, mm-hmm. more.
Yes!
The male ones are kind of skeevy.
The guys, it's, like, very... It's just, they're all, like, jacked up on, what's it mm-hmm. called? Steroids. Like, they all just look like they're roided out. It's, I don't know, it's not that fun. I've been to one, I forgot what it was called, Le Bear in Miami. I went there, like, twice, and then, yeah. They give you lap dances, and they take, like, shots and, like, stick them in your mouth and, like, try to, like, touch you and be all creepy. I don't like it.
Right, but it's totally creepy.
Yeah.
And especially, it's funny for... as a heterosexual woman and to be at a male strip club, I'm like, I'm turned off.
Yeah.
Like, it's mm-hmm. a woman strip, I'm like, yeah, baby. Give it to
That's
me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they just sound more fun. No homo, but like, they
did. Then I had, I had a friend back, who was a stripper, and I had went with her to one of her, like, I think it was like an audition, you know, like a tryout. So I went just to keep her company. And I guess a bodyguard too. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm sitting at the bar, and this guy must have been as old as Methuselah. He was really into her, me, us. I don't know. But he ordered one of the special lap dances in the private room. I was like, he's like, yeah, but I want it for you. I was like, you want to buy a lap dance, a private dance with my homegirl, but for me, that's going to be extra. So, but yeah, that was interesting. It was kind of weird because she's my homegirl, but you know, we got an extra couple, we got a couple, I got some spending money out of it.
So she gave you the lap dance?
You just went with her.
Yes, because he paid for the private room with her, but for me, not for him. But he just wanted to watch.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, that's extra. He was like, okay.
I thought he made like you do it too. And I was like, wait, so you got into stripping too?
Yeah, no. That's what I didn't get a lap dance for my homegirl. No, no.
Okay.
I don't think I have the balls to.
You missed out on a great opportunity. You could have made lots of money.
I probably could. That was kind of cheap back then. I probably could have, but I don't have the balls. I don't have the guts. I'm a coward when it comes to, yeah. Is that Stella?
No.
Oh.
No, it's okay. Valencia. Valencia.
Stella barely barks.
Yeah, manly bark. Aww. He's a puppy, and he sounds like a full-grown man.
He like
a male dog. A man dog.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
So, Lisa, I was telling them earlier, okay, I feel like we're like the future Michelle and Jules, mm-hmm. or they're like us
mm-hmm.
15 years ago.
That's what I said last time.
True.
You did? Yeah. I wasn't drunk enough last time. Maybe that's what it was. I don't remember anything.
You don't remember things drunk or sober. Let's be honest.
Honestly. Same. That's like Michelle. She doesn't remember anything I say.
I always say that. I think I black out so much when I drink because even when I'm sober, I don't remember anything. Like, I just have the worst memory. So imagine with alcohol. It's not my fault. It's just my nature.
I don't remember the important things. I don't know what they are at this moment, but I'm sure I remember the things that really count. I remember your birthday, Lisa.
Okay.
That's important. She's like, okay, in that case.
That counts for a lot.
You remember my birthday too.
Just like through everything else, that's fine.
But Lisa, your husband seems
super
chill. Like a little
He was at the door. I don't know if you saw me laughing before because he came in.
Yeah, I saw you. I didn't know
who it
was.
He came in, pulled his pants down, and then walked away.
You know what? On my 30th birthday, I have a picture of us, him and I together with his tongue sticking out like towards my ear.
He's a good guy. He's ridiculous. He's like perpetually 12 years old.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
The goofy ones are always the best, though.
Why keep him around?
So, yes. So the infamous 31st birthday party.
I hope mine is that lit.
It's going to be lit and then some.
That's it.
Hopefully we'll be not under quarantine by
then. Oh my God.
That's it. Agnes,
I have what? 8 years? And I hope not. 8 years? It's only 5 years for me. Or six.
31? I'm 23.
6 years.
8 years, right?
Wow.
6 years from
me. Listen, we got to get
tickets. Me and Lisa Miami. Looking like, I'm feeling so old. We had that look on our face like.
Yeah, you guys look really sad.
I think I need the whole case of beer. I'm glad I bought two cases.
Okay, no. So here's the way I look at it.
I bought one 12-pack, a huge mistake. I'm already like done with it. I was thinking 12 just for me, like that's more than enough. Yeah, nope.
Yeah, I'm already done with these. Are the same ones that we had when we were tanning, Michelle, like the same pack.
All right, you have like two left.
I don't know, I just don't really drink beer like that. I've been having wine
in my 20s. I had fun in my 30s. I had fun. I think getting older is not so bad, but like, yeah, your body is not the same. And you realize that you're older, but it's really not any different.
No, fun is just different.
I still feel
we have fun like differently. I'm
25.
Yeah,
but my responsibility.
I think I know how to do more shit without I could do more shit without getting caught. And
I think it's more responsible fun.
Without, which is yeah, responsible without getting caught, right? Because if it's
speak for yourselves.
If it's no proof, it never happened.
I like being reckless.
Like, and it's easier now to be crazy because of Uber. Before you had to, like, I remember hanging out in my
20s. I can't imagine not having Uber.
We had, like, the cabs, the taxis. One person had to be sober enough to take down all the cab numbers to make sure everyone got home. And this is, like, before cell phones.
That's a lot.
We had pagers.
While being drunk? Oh, no. Pager. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep now. I want to shut up now. But I think I did a lot of... There was no camera phones. There was no worries about someone else getting it. Like, there was no proof.
Yeah, that's...
So
that's
as far as anyone knows, big... I was a nun.
Even sometimes in the house, like, I'll be goofy with my kids. Whatever, TV is on, music is on, and I'm dancing and singing like a maniac. And then I see one of them with the phone, and I'm like, wait, are you recording me? And then they're like, no. You know you're on their Snapchat story. Like, look at my mom. What is she doing?
My daughter had me. I was in the car, my daughter taking her somewhere. We're going somewhere, and... I don't know, some like old school reggae came on and I'm going in and she's like this and it was dark out. So I didn't see the car recording the whole damn thing. I was like, but did I look good? You know, so-
but I think that's a big, I don't know what the word is, but like when we were younger and we could go places and yeah, like there's a lot of shit that we did that we probably shouldn't have. But you couldn't get caught that way. You know, like, nobody had... Like, I threw a party once in my house. And my dad didn't know. And, like, it was just before he came home from work. Yeah, eventually I got caught.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in junior high school. Like, but it didn't get caught because somebody, like, posted a picture. I got caught because somebody else's mother went and told him. But, yeah. But...
Yeah, see, I used to throw parties when I was in, like, middle school, high school. Like, I've been partying forever, but I got caught because of pictures on Facebook. Someone, like, took a screenshot of them and sent them into my dean. And I went to a private high school, super strict, and they were, like, trying to kick me out for it. And it was, like, me doing a keg stand. And
that's awesome.
It was, like, everything was documented.
Middle school?
No, that was, okay. Middle school, I had parties when I wasn't drinking or anything, but high school, like, freshman year is when I'd have parties, sophomore year. I started drinking when I was probably 14.
Okay, see, back in our day, we're just sitting outside in the park after hours drinking 40s.
Okay, wait. The little store on the corner by 58, they used to sell us wine
coolers.
Yes, they used to sell us wine coolers. The
Okay, so...
How old are you?
Sixth grade. They didn't...
Oh my god, that's even worse.
You're like 11 years old. Yeah,
I don't think they realized that they had alcohol. The people who
I think it was the oddest mistake with them. Like it wasn't like
Jennifer used to go and grab a slice of pizza next door and a wine cooler.
To be fair, remember the Mystics? They're shaped the same way. Yeah. The Mystic sodas? Do they still? No, they don't. But they're like they're like a fizzy.
It was like
fruit
a wine
juice.
Cooler, but and without the alcohol.
Right.
Have
and they
you guys ever drank Four Loko?
Okay, doing the Four Loko craze.
You've never had a Four Loko?
I've never had a Four Loko. But doing that craze, I was working like a maniac. But, that was another party. Never mind.
Go get a Four Loko.
Do they, I know for a minute they stopped selling them.
They did. They changed the formula. It's not the same as it used to be. It used to be like, you go like crazy.
My friend sent me a video, like, the other day. He was like, I don't know why, being quarantined, I'm so bored. I've been craving a Four Loko. And he bought one. He's, like, he's older now. Like, we did this back in the day. And I was like, okay, I would never do that. Like, I would have such flashbacks of, like, bad memories.
I just remember this house party I went to. I think I was, like, in my 30s. It's another party that I don't remember.
I'm seeing
But I know I had a good fucking time. And I asked
the dirty 30s.
Girl, it was definitely the dirty 30s. Good times. Yeah. That's for another episode.
But you see, back then, I don't know
Just title it Dirty 30.
Good time. I'm having memories and flashbacks.
House parties or like basement parties. A lot of times the parties were like in Knights of Columbus or the basement of the church, but they always had the lights low. And so,
See, that's a good thing about having house parties in the 30s, because it's like adults with their own heart. Well, like it's.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like when we were kids, like middle school or high school. And that was the time where.
I always dated older people. So, yeah. It was always.
So, for the rest of us. That was like those were the times where, like, if there was somebody that you liked, that was the moment where you could actually dance with them and you could get close to them, and you know, it was like, yes, like that's what you looked forward to. Or at least that's what I looked forward
to. Lisa, are you? That sounds like something from the Wonder Years.
But
no, Google the show. It's the old.
I'm like, I know what the Wonder Years are.
Yeah, they are.
Never heard. What I was gonna say is that there were no cell phones, so there was no cameras. So when reggae came on and everyone started to get dirty, that was the best.
Fucking grinding.
Yes.
Did you? So there was this club in Bay Ridge.
I never went.
It was called. And they had teen nights.
I wasn't allowed to go.
So that's how it started. So I think I was going to clubs at 13.
But, you're worse than I am. I think I was like 16, 17.
But back then, they didn't ID. So if you looked old enough-ish / cute enough, they never ID'd. So I'm like, wait, let's try this on a regular night. And we got in. And then we just kept going to different clubs.
Bar hopping at 13. Oh, my life would have been ruined by then.
But I was responsible. I was responsible because ultimately my mother would have killed me. So I have a fear of my mother to this day. I don't give a fuck. I'm terrified of my mother. So I did things. I pushed. Everyone's afraid of my mother. They really are.
Lisa said so.
I would push the envelope, but I had to make sure I was home by curfew. I made sure.
Your mom is awesome, but I didn't cross her. But at least you were able to go out still, because I come from a super strict like Hispanic household. I didn't go out. I've never like thrown a house party. I've never had a fake ID. I never went out. Like, it was books, books. Have your grades up and stay in your room and
My dad is Puerto Rican.
That's why I came to college and can't tame me now.
I think I had the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I grew up with my dad. And he's Puerto Rican.
I feel like you're more fun since you met me.
There's like six voices going on. So.
Yeah.
And so a lot of ways it was the same. So... Yeah.
So you're part Puerto Rican?
And
okay.
So I wasn't allowed out of the house after school. It was, you know, homework, sister, cooking, cleaning, you know, the whole routine. But that's why I had to go to like the church parties or like the Sweet 16s, the quinceañeras, you know, whatever it was to get out of the house where he knew where I was and it was okay. And thankful that there were no cell phones, camera phones. Because I would have got my ass whooped.
Yeah. That's so funny. I didn't even get, like, a phone until, I want to say, like end of high school. And, like, in our generation, like, people had phones, like, in middle school.
Yeah, I had them I had my first one in sixth grade.
Well, no, that's a lie. I had, like, my first, but the very basic phone.
Like, you call home. You call 911, you can call home.
Yeah, I didn't get, like, my first, like, iPhone until, like, the end of, like, high school. When everybody already, like, had theirs, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Sad. I've lived a very sad life. I'm very blessed. I am just kidding. Maybe it's a good thing I was tamed until now. I wouldn't have.
I think that's why you black out so much, though, because if you had started partying young, you would be fine.
Yeah.
But then again, Agnes blacks out, and Agnes has been partying since she was 13. So
I don't think it makes a difference.
That was one blackout and like a long time of partying. I think I selectively forgot that part. I think so too. Because I remember the whole night. I remember Johnny Utah's. I remember the bar we went to. I just don't remember that flashy situation.
I think you just don't want to.
I think I just blocked that one out. Yeah, that was intentional. Like, never happened.
But okay, disclaimer to all of our Jam listeners, Michelle has been working very hard on her blacking out situations. Okay, my 2020 resolution was to not black out anymore.
And good job, Michelle. 2020 is canceled, so you're doing great.
Yeah,
already.
So thank God 2020 canceled, because I could really, you know, keep that promise to myself.
You can black out at home.
Over next year.
Black out at home. I'll be safe.
Yeah, no one will know. You can just be like, yeah, I haven't been drinking.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
Good job.
Sober for like the past year.
Yeah. If there's no pictures, it didn't happen. So that works to your favor.
That is exactly the truth. Right.
No proof.
No selfies for you.
Telling yourself.
But seriously, Jammers, drink responsibly. Don't follow our example.
Please don't. Because if you do anything I do, you'll get alcohol poisoning.
Oh my God.
There's a way to do it, people. This takes years and years of practice and skills. Get them built up to it.
And just be like me and run away if you get too drunk.
Follow Julie's example. Even though I hate it when it happens in the moment, hey, at least she gets home and she's safe and she doesn't bog out. So
my body knows. It's like, Julie, get out of here now. I just start sprinting.
I wish you guys, you guys have to experience it, because it's so fucked up. It's so funny at the same time.
I kind of want to get you drunk just so I can make that happen. Like, okay.
Like, it's literally like, see if me she's right just, away. Like, talking to us now, and she just got up and left out of nowhere and never came back. I swear.
It's true. I'll be like literally dancing, like twerking, and be like, yeah, guys. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, gone.
I'm a little jealous.
She's like, that was one twerk too many. I gotta go.
Really, my brain says that to me. It's like, okay, Julie, now it's time. And I'm like, okay. It's time.
That little voice is going to save your life. Like, no, that voice, that's awesome, though. That works in your favor. I think we all have that voice.
You might get kidnapped on the way home while you're
running. I know. Afraid, I was like,
but now I'm running. They're running. What the hell? Like, where did she go?
It's not like I'm running, like, casually. Like, I'll be sprinting in, like, wedges. I'm like, how did I get home? I don't know.
So no one's going to, I can see, like, no one's going to try to kidnap you. They're like, what the hell is this bitch doing? Like, yeah, no, we're not messing with her.
Yeah, they probably think I'm a psycho, which is fine.
And that's more trouble than it's worth. I always joke that my daughter, I love my kid, but she's such a grade A bitch. I'm kind of proud of her, but proud mama moment. I was like, you would never get kidnapped, because they'll pay me to take you back. And then we'll have to negotiate. Like, no, you take her. No, you take her. But yeah. So, but yeah, well, she, I feel like she's safe. Lisa has three girls, so you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Somebody drank my beer.
She looks so worried. Don't
somebody my beer.
Your daughters are going to be nothing like us. I promise. They're going
to
be.
No, I'm counting the days until they're moving out. Goodbye.
That's what I said.
That's the same thing I said.
You're gonna probably be sad.
Probably. But it is what it is. I just have to make sure that they know. I don't even want to say right from wrong, but just make sure that they know like what their escape plan is, and that it's always okay, and fuck it, have fun. You know, just be careful, take care of yourself, and have fun, you know, enjoy. But always make sure, you know, just always make sure that you're protected, you know, whatever you do.
I can give them shooting lessons.
They can't carry a gun in this state, though.
You can give me some, too.
Well, at the rate the world's going now, it may be a free-for-all pretty soon. I'm just saying it. I don't know. Well, and I can show them how to take a weapon from a guy. So, I mean, listen, I can show them some skills. That's yeah, we do that. We do some lessons. Jules and Michelle is looking at us like, what the actual fuck?
No, I think that's very necessary. I think it's like, in today's world, how crazy people are, it's mind-blowing that we're not required to take like self-defense class or like to have a weapon or like even just like pepper spray. Like, it should be a must, because there's a lot of creepy,
it's
dangerous people.
It's not
out there.
Legal. And but I have some.
And unfortunately, a lot of that stuff, like the minimal stuff, is illegal. Like, I used to carry a pair of sewing shears because they're like big and long, and I taped it together so I could have a weapon because it's not illegal to have scissors. So I was in New York, I'm like, I have my sewing shears. I'm like, I wish a motherfucker would, but I never had any fear about, you know. It is what it is.
My cousin just came over the other day, but well, not the other day, before we were under quarantine. And she and I went out downtown, and she brought this huge, like, weapon. It looked like, it's like a thing you put through your knuckles, but it's, like, literally this, like, this long.
Yeah!
And you can, like, jab someone with it. I'm like, Nikki, like, what are you getting into? And she's like, what? I have to protect myself.
Oh, my God, good for her.
I was like,
even.
Or, instead of brass knuckles, because they think they're illegal, too.
Yeah.
Have a roll of quarters. Like the, do they still not, like the bank roll?
Yeah.
You hold it in your hand and you punch, you still have the weight.
I usually just use my
good
teeth.
To know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid with the teeth as I go to hit somebody, it's going to get pushed back into my hand. You know, I never felt.
Because it's, and so I just keep it and it, you know, if I have to, I have to.
Remember? I think Julie, you said that on like our very first episode about the sugar daddies on the boat. She
was like, I did. I was like, I have my keys and I can just jab them.
Oh no, it was the episode with Sarah, the Valentine's episode. We were talking about like crazy people, you know, and walking home alone because you know you run away all the time. She was like, but I'll like stab him with my key or something. And we were like, okay, like I guess that works too. Like,
yeah. Thankfully, I never had to use it, but. I'll still walk home. If I still walk home and I'm by myself, I got my keys in my hand. It might not do much, but it's going to help me somehow. I don't know.
I used to carry pepper spray, but then everywhere I went, like airports and I don't even know where else, but they'll like clubs, they check me. Like they're not allowed to have it in here.
So I want a taser. My keys. I really want a taser.
Yeah, you can't have it here. I have it in my car, but... You're still not supposed to, but whatever.
But like, what? So if let's say a situation happens and you use whatever illegal weapon you have on you, like, are you really gonna get in trouble when you're protecting yourself?
I mean, at
yourself?
That point,
that's
I don't
insane.
Care. You know,
I don't care. Right? It's worth it. Like, I get it. What a summons for having pepper spray as opposed to possibly being raped.
Yeah,
I'll take
exactly.
the fucking summons. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's for funny sure. you say that because. I now live in a state where there's open carry, and also I have my CCW, my concealed carry weapons permit. So the first thing he says when he goes to the class, he said, if you are afraid of going to jail, walk out the class now. Because even if you're at your own home and like it's a complete legit shooting, they're going to take you until they figure out what's going on.
True.
So I'm like, you know what? Get killed and get raped and killed or sit in a police station for 12 hours. I think I'll take my chances.
Exactly.
So you gotta weigh the bit, you gotta really weigh the pros and the cons. And I'd rather be alive and unmolested and deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Wow, we go from
yeah, we really
to weapons.
It was
all back to the dick. Back to the dick.
Fuck you up. Like, don't show us your dick. We will tease you.
We will you. I love how they ask you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just take a break here and we'll come back after our quick advertisement and we're going to talk about how getting old sucks, some relationship advice, and yeah, any other wisdom that our lovely guests have to share.
Getting older sucks. Even being 25, I tell Michelle, I'm like, you don't want to be 25.
No, I have a story about 25. Not me personally. What happened when I was 25? Okay, so I was 19 and I had a coworker. No, she's one of my employees. And she's like, girl, you're young and cute now, but once you hit 25, it goes downhill. I said, 25 is a baby. What are you talking about? She's like, trust me. And the girl, let me tell you, like, things don't, like, wait, where did that wrinkle come from? Wait, does it jiggle just a little bit more? It's little things.
I told
25.
Her. I have gray hairs already. I got gray hairs last year when I was like 22.
Gray hairs are nothing. This is nothing. It's like, wait, that jiggles more. I used to be able to wake up and go and look like a fucking supermodel. And then once 25 hit, I'm like, oh, wait, I got to put a little concealer on. Oh, wait, I got to put, I got.
I tell her all the time. Michelle's like, really she's like, better. Julie. Like, she's like, you're not that much older.
I'm going to be like my prime years. Like, I'm going to have my shit together. My body's going to look good. I'm going to be financially stable, killing it with my outfits. Like, don't tell me that.
Don't. I mean, listen.
We're all like, wait.
I'm still waiting to get my shit together. But,
right, there's a plus.
But you learn things, you learn how to prioritize what's important in your life. And there's something very freeing in that.
You read my mind, yeah.
So when you are out or you're with anyone, you just learn how to make yourself happy. And doesn't have to be in a sexual way. I mean, you learned, you should know that too, but.
That can be great too.
But I mean. That's what she said. But you just learn like what's important to you and what you should give your energy to. And there's something just so liberating in that, because you learn how to be okay with things and how to focus your energy onto things that matter. And the people, and it's like that Dr. Seuss saying that everybody all the time has, like, those who matter.
That is. Those who care don't matter. Those who matter don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
Something like that.
Like, but that, whatever.
It really is true. You know, like, Agnes and I can go out all the time, and we have such a different outlook on the world around us than we did 15 years ago.
Okay. That's really good.
That's what I want.
And like,
your
fuck
level, you just don't give a fuck about a lot of things.
And yeah, there's a few more grays, and there's a little more sagging, and you need a little bit more makeup.
Hair dye your hair.
Yeah,
fine.
But not even. You get to the point, I think, I mean, I'm going through puberty now when my face is breaking out, but I remember just recently, like, my face has never been clearer, and I don't give a fuck. I can walk out with no makeup. I love my gray hairs. Silver, they're kind of sexy. You just, it's like, it's not about so much what's important, it's about what's not important. Sometimes what's, figuring out what's not important is even more freeing. Like, I think I love life more now than I did when I was young and hot.
And I think sex gets better. I'm just.
Oh, God, yeah.
God, I hope.
Fuck yeah.
you learn, like, really, like, how to be okay with yourself. I mean, look, maybe in a way I'm spoiled because I've been with the same guy. There's a big level of trust there that maybe other people don't have. But even still comparing what it was like when me and him were together 20 years ago to now, it's easier to ask for the things that I like without feeling guilty for it or without feeling like, oh, but what about him? No, fuck that. Like, I want what I want and he's going to
give it to me.
And he does, you know, like, he's happy to do it. He's happy to oblige because if I'm happy, he's happy, you know? And I think that other people my age who I've spoken to have similar reactions where they're not afraid to advocate for themselves sexually or otherwise. And it makes a big difference in yourself, in your outlook on things and in your, self-esteem, you know, like you're more confident in yourself because you've been there, you've done that, you know, like, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen if I do this? Fuck it, I know, I've already done that, so fuck it. Like,
and even if the worst happens,
you'll get over it.
Who cares? You survived.
What's your advice on having a relationship that's lasted that long? Because I was in a relationship when I was like 16 to 22 and it just ended horribly, but like, I thought it was going to be my end-all be-all. I was going to still be with him, but I haven't really been in anything serious since just because of, like, the traumaticness that I went through. So, like, what's your advice on staying with someone for so long?
I was going to say alcohol, but no. No.
We can't bring everything back to alcohol.
It solves all problems. I'm just, it does.
It really does. Okay, but at the end of the day.
It's not easy. It's not always fun. him and I have been through a lot of ups and downs, like, you know, everything. But at the end of the day, we love each other and we are what's important to each other. And for that, we make the effort to make it work. And that also means that we have to tolerate each other. Mm-hmm. You know, from like the little trivial things to like snoring or watching what the other one wants to watch, you know, to the big things.
Making sacrifices, right?
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of it is compromise. You know, a lot of couples fight about money and we're no exception. You know, for the most part, we live paycheck to paycheck. New York is an expensive city. And it could be a big source of contention, you know, like when there is extra money, what do we spend it on? Well, you want this, but I want that. So it's really hard to just make quick decisions, and you have to be able to communicate. That's what it all comes down to. Even if you argue, that's okay too, but you just have to be able to communicate and not be afraid to stand up for yourself, but also be able to hear the other person's side of you know, their perspective. And just be willing to hear it. Even if you don't agree with it, you have to be willing to hear it. Because whatever they're telling you is important to them. So you have to acknowledge it. And you have to find a way to compromise and come together.
And I think having this moment after a breakup is a lesson for you also. Don't focus on what went wrong per se. Just focus on what you learned from it. The good, the bad, what you'll tolerate, what you won't tolerate. And you'll take it on to the next relationship. And then you'll take those lessons to the next relationship or whatever, what happens. But I think it's important for you. I'm sorry, hitting the double. So it's important for you to learn who you are and who you want to be between relationships. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do early on in their lives, because you don't think about that. Learn who you are and grow as a person in of yourself. It's going to make you better. All hurts are lessons. They're never losses.
I like that.
Because I've done a lot. I got a lot of L's that I had to turn to lessons. Oh, a lot. but I'm thankful for all of them. I learned so much about myself. And I think that's one thing. I think I'm kick-ass. Two also, very different projections.
Alex works a lot of hours.
What'd you say?
I said he works a lot.
So he's never home.
So he's never home. So that... He works the equivalent of like two full-time jobs.
So, I love. Wow. I used to love doing that. I worked 60 plus hours a week every week, and my life was gravy. It was awesome. I could never be a housewife. Like, I love my daughter, and I was lucky that my mother was able to help raise her. Well, actually, did raise. You know, I was always at work. But being a stay-at-home mom, not me. Uh-uh.
It's hard. Really, it's hard.
I couldn't do it. It's too hard. I can never do it. I don't have it in my DNA. And I don't have the patience. I think we need to pay stay-at-home moms shitloads of money.
Well, now in this times with the coronavirus, I feel like so many people are out of work that, like you said, some people really thrive on going to work and obviously income-wise, but also just socially. Like, you enjoyed working 60-plus hours. Some people that are out of jobs now, it's hard to just be sitting at home.
Mm-hmm. And the majority of our jobs in America don't have benefits. They don't have sick days. They don't have, and I had an excellent career and I had all that shit. And it still wouldn't have covered me. God forbid we're in the situation now. It wasn't going to cover me as long as this quarantine is going to last. I hope the good that comes out of this is a wake-up call. It's not going to happen, though. It's a wake-up call as to what we as a country need to do better. and how we need to reallocate what we do have. It's not going to happen. You know, it's not. But at least maybe it'll just wake up a couple of people like, oh, well, maybe we did fuck up with doing, you know, not paying people a living wage. That blows my mind.
Well, and now how all of a sudden the people who are looked down upon, such as delivery people, fast food,
grocery store workers.
Right. People are still depending on them for their livelihood and don't think anything of it. Right. They don't care.
And now they're all essential workers.
How the tables have turned, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, I saw a tweet about that on Twitter, how, like, just don't forget to be thankful for the workers like that that you look down upon. Like, they're the ones that are helping us out the most right now.
It's not going to change. I mean, it'll be nice. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
When this is over, everyone's going to go back to business as normal. Our government will continue fighting amongst themselves. And in the process, fucking over 99% of the country. And so if one person can walk away somewhat different and better. What was that book? It was a Dean Koontz novel. What about a fog or the mist or something? And it came out of nowhere. It was like, it was just weird. I read this book like 20, 30 years ago. But at the end, it kind of like cleansed the planet or something. This is where we're at right now. It was like a mist. It wasn't like a plague per se. It was kind of weird.
Plagues do that too. I'm just saying.
But some of the books specifically, leave me alone. Back up off me.
You know, I hope some good does come out of all this. We'll see. Only time can tell.
In the meanwhile, we'll drink.
Yes. I was watching an old episode of The Office last night. I don't know if you guys watched that.
The Office, yeah. You said?
Love and, it. And I forgot what episode it was. And Dwight is like, there's too many stupid people. We need a plague.
Oh my God. Like, there it is. Yep. Dwight's
dream. But the stupid people are living or surviving. This is like the stupid.
I know.
Like, wait.
That's how it is.
We need to take the warning labels
off of everything.
I keep telling you this. We need to just let them sort it out for themselves. If you're a grown up and you need to be told that plastic doesn't belong on your face, maybe you should let the plastic be on your face. If you need
dog to with the best finest.
That you need a helmet because the ground is harder than your face when you're riding a motorcycle, then you know what? Maybe you should go ahead and ride your motorcycle without the helmet. I'm just
Did you see that?
I'm just
saying, like, these are the people that we're supporting. We want to bring our society up.
There was actually directions, like washing directions for a child's shirt. You know, on the tag, it's it does what how to wash, and it said take shirt off child. Are we kidding? Is that where we're at now? Yeah. I swear to God, I don't know if it was fake, but like if this is what we're at. This is where we are as a world. Like
where we're
like,
at.
Before washing the shirt, take the shirt off the child. Like I can't. So yeah, this is where we're at. So self-isolation is not a new concept for me because of those type of people.
I feel you.
Thank you guys. This is
fun
social interaction.
Refreshing. This is what I needed. You guys are so nice. Like, I can't believe we all met through podcasting and through Instagram. Like, I'm so thankful for that. And honestly, in these times, like, this is needed. And this is needed to talk to each other, voice each other's opinions, like,
meet new people. Yeah,
I'm really grateful that you guys are here.
I'm fortunate. I was actually able to go to PodFest in March in Florida. And there were so many people there, so many things to learn. And it was awesome. It was overwhelming. It was awesome. It was the first time that I went. But one of the things that they really kind of encouraged was just, you know, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to make connections. And so, like, I feel like I have them to thank, because if I hadn't have gone, I never would have reached out to you guys. I never would have had,
really,
you know, like the thought in my head, like, hey, you know, so what? Their podcast is nothing like ours. so what? You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter because it's a connection. We're human beings, so we definitely can find something in common. And I'm really glad that mm-hmm. I did and that this worked out, because I'm really happy to be talking to you guys right now.
Thank you.
Glad you went.
I gotta say thank you, Lisa, because not that you drag me kicking and screaming, but I don't like people until I like them. So I got to ask yourself, like,
we are the same.
That sounds like our family. That sounds like our
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, so I have to, Agnes, you can yell at me later for spilling your secret. So when I was telling her about this, and she's like, you know, but I don't know what they're like. And I'm like, well, I've listened to a couple of the episodes, and I'm like,
that's what Michelle is like.
They're us. But like,
I was like,
yep. I was like, what are we gonna talk about?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I was like,
what else do I have to do in a fucking self quarantine? Like, let's do
it. I was like, Lisa, are you sure this is gonna be? I was like, okay, but are you sure?
I was like, Michelle, like, we're gonna do this, it's gonna be great. She's like, I just don't know. It's funny, me and you, Lisa and I are like, and Agnes and Michelle are like, that's so funny.
Oh, that's funny. So thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Michelle and Jules, for putting up with us.
Yes, thank you.
Of course. I had such a good time. We definitely have to eventually
meet up in person and catch up.
Yes.
Yes. Not only like on video chat, but I definitely would love to meet you guys in person. Same. And go out. Definitely have a podcast in person as well. Drink it
that up. That would be so much fun. Yeah. And let me tell you, that whole beer before liquor make you sicker? Bullshit. I'll show you how to mix the drinks.
Oh my god.
She's like a professional drinker over here.
I'm half Irish. So, you know.
We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, like, we would.
Julie and Lisa aren't ready.
No, they're not ready for this. No. 2 of us is on.
Challenge.
We're ready. Yeah, let's go.
The
Cosby
Show.
Lisa, Julie's just gonna run away. You're gonna be
no, I will run away. I promise.
If one thing that we've all learned during this quarantine is how to entertain ourselves, so we'll be fine.
True. Amen.
As long as we all have bail money for the others, we're good.
That's the credit card.
You know, just in case.
I can't help you with that.
Cash out, like, boo! I need to cash out me my bail money. Again, yeah, again. No, I'm sorry. I've never been in jail ever. I swear to God.
No,
I'm the biggest player.
We're not that crazy.
I just don't get caught.
Facts.
I don't have a ticket for flashing either.
You're not.
Yeah, because according to you, it never happened. He's downstairs. I could call him up right now.
Honestly, I'm sure it happened. I just don't remember any of it. And if it happened, it happened. These are great tips. I don't blame, you know.
All right, girlies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.